Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are we ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Well, our guest, Mr. Crenshaw, do the honors.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, hey, it is the quarterfinal round of the GHSA State High School Football Playoffs, and three teams from Atlanta Public Schools are still in the hunt. And the coach of one of them joins us now, Coach Tony Slayton from Mays High School. His first season as head coach.
Uh-oh.
And, man, they are just rolling in the postseason. And he's up early. Coach Slayton, welcome to Sports Radio 92.9.
Morning,
game.
Coach.
You on with Sam and Greg. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing fine, sir. What you doing up so early, 6:45 on this Thanksgiving morning? It ain't like you're working,
hey.
Is it?
Yes, absolutely. A wise man once said that early bird catches the worm, so you got to get up and at them.
You're up early for a good reason, though, Coach. Talk about you're doing something that a lot of teams set out to do, but not everybody gets to practice on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, absolutely. This was set out way back in the spring, and actually after the spring, practice is over with, the team sit down and you come up with your goals for the season. And my staff and I, we sat down, and one of the things we decided is, hey, we want to be able to practice on Thanksgiving. And, we're at that point now, and we look up and say, hey, we're here, so why not us? So we're here now, and we're looking for the challenge, and, we're excited.
Coach Tony Slayton from Mays High School joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Thanksgiving morning. You talked about the goals that you and your coaching staff put forth in the beginning of this season. All right, you got this one, but there had to have been some before this. You got to this point now. What were some of the early goals that you achieved this season that helped you get to where you are today?
Well, the early goals that we had set before us was, one, to start the season off well, in which our first game of the season we did win, and we were fortunate enough to win that with a shutout. And then we ran up against a tough Douglas County team and a tough Langston Hughes team. And midway through, we found ourselves 2-4. There were a lot who counted us out. Those who did, apparently, they weren't mathematicians nor accountants, because their counting was a little bit off, because we're still here. So We set our goals out to be 1-0 each week, and we took it a little bit further than that. We said that we wanted to adopt the slogan of winning the day, and win the day to us meant, we're going to win each day. We start each morning off at 7:45 with a team breakfast, and so we start winning there. And just getting total participation from our players, it required total buy-in from the parents, in which we didn't have, many kids to miss. Of course, it was a struggle in the beginning to get, the parents to get their child up and get them there. And eventually, after game three or four, we started getting total buy-in. So it began with the buy-in and getting the kids to breakfast, getting everyone to dress alike Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. My players would dress up in polo shirts and khaki pants. On Thursday, everyone would dress up in a button-up shirt and a blazer and a tie. And that, to us, was winning the day. If we can, get total buy-in from our parents, from our players, we have a great administration. We want to win in that area. So with our outstanding principal, Dr. Mulatta Wilkins, and along with her, you know, administration staff. Everybody was behind us. They was very supportive. So the winning came before we even really touched the field. So that helped us to be to where we are now.
Yep, yep. Spending time with Coach Tony Slayton from Mays High School, and he talked about that. You know, they were 4-2. They won their last six in a row. Three straight shutouts, the defense is given, for, and four shutouts in all for the season. They're getting set to take on Dutchtown. And, Coach, there's that elephant in the room as far as you guys taking Dutchtown, because Coach Nikita Battle was at Mays for a number of seasons before this spring, leaving, and you ascended to the head coaching job. He goes to coach at Dutchtown. Here's the quarterfinal round, and here you're all facing Coach Battle again. What has that been like for y'all getting ready to face someone that there's a lot of emotional and attachment to tomorrow night?
Yes, absolutely. Coach Battle, you know, his tenure at Mays, he really did an outstanding job. 3 years as the region coach of the year. So it was no surprise to us that he would go down and do great things at Dutchtown, and he's off to a really great start. He has them at 11-1. So it's no surprise to us. But, again, it's motivation in itself. It's not much really to be said to our players. We understand the assignment and, you know, they're next up on the schedule. And our kids understand that, hey, we have to go out and do what we're capable of doing, and that's to play Mays High School football.
Coach, what was the most overwhelming thing about your job when you took over as head coach? You were assistant for however long you were there, but when you got into the corner office, if you will, and realized, oh, yeah, I got to take care of this, I got. And what was those quiet moments, and what was it that, like, really, really made you realize that you were the head coach?
Yes, I wouldn't really call it an overwhelming. Well, it was just a pinch, you know. We use that term a lot within our locker room, you know, a pinch or a prick. And I guess that pinch or prick was understanding that we had to align, you know, our philosophy along with what the school, what Dr. Wilkins set forth, and that was to create a culture of we. And just getting, again, total buy-in, and that was from the community, from the alumni to faculty and staff, the student body, as well as the parents and the players. And, you know, without a doubt, Mays has always had a good alumni support system and parent system as well. And just to be able to go out into the community, you know, meet new people. I am a graduate of Mays High School, and just to get out and meet new people in the community. Of course, it's changed, you know, from the time that I was in school. But just to go out and get, you know, the community support and meet new people, the faculty and staff, you know, when I was coming along, a lot of our faculty and staff, they've lived in the community. Now, this, of course, is a different day and time, and a lot of faculty and staff are not only are they not from the community, they moved here from out of state. So just getting them to understand the Mays High School mystique, we knew we had to get back to that level and understand that we have a legacy to keep and an image to uphold. And so our motto, along with our players, you know, this season and what we continue to stand on, is no man is an island. You know, if we go backwards, it's not one man's fault, it's everyone's.
Yeah.
So standing on that square, along with what the principal set forth for us to be able to create a culture of we, and owning our 20 square feet, you know, we're standing on no man is an island.
Yeah.
Along with building that community support and that creating that culture and climate within the community and in the school.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, is that support, because you talked about this week and all the support you're getting, because we're going to be up against it in a couple of minutes here. But talk about what they've done for you this week. You said alums and parents and everybody, because the cafeteria is closed and y'all are up there in the mornings. Talk about what they've done to really support you this week.
Yes, our alumni has done a fantastic job, especially our class of 92. And it starts with the motto of that class, you know, excellence in all we do. It's the elite class of 92, the year in which I graduated. They provided breakfast for the team on yesterday morning, and it was just outstanding. The kids were blown away by the support. We came in, they had Chick-fil-A sandwiches, they had orange juice, they had bananas and fruits, and it's just been an outpouring of support from the alumni starting on Monday. And actually, it has been going on all season, but this week, you know, the alumni has turned it up a notch. So it's not anything that the players, you know, don't want. I mean, it's all there for us, you know, and it has created a comfortable atmosphere, and the kids are just excited and they feel as though they have to give back, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. So as they're getting the support and they see the mystique that, you know, the Mays High School family has, you know, they're just ready to go out and just give it back.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Sounds like the commitment is working. Eric, hit it. We got something for you as we walk on out of here. Coach, this is for you. Because we said that a little while ago. Hang on a second there. Yeah, this is him. Coming back. He's welcome back. He went back to school and he's turning them around.
Welcome back.
That's for you, Coach. Bringing down a little bit though, Eric. But Coach Mays, Coach Slayton, we can't thank you enough for getting up and being a part of the show this morning. But you are already up and working. In fact, we're keeping them from the breakfast, right?
The breakfast they're going to have for the kids. I think the parents are bringing some turkey sandwiches.
He said 6:45. We 10 minutes late.
I know it.
We're sorry about that, man. But listen.
Oh, no problem at all.
Much luck to you, your players. Everybody have a safe and happy rest of your season. And, again, thank you very much for getting up and joining us this morning. And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
All right. Thank you very much. And happy Thanksgiving to you all and your families.
All right. That is Coach Tony Slayton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.